Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Crafting a new journey. The unraveling. As those who know me have learned, historically I don't do rejection, period. It's not solely that I handle rejection objectively bad, it's also that I avoid it to an almost comical degree. Despite this, I left my whole life heart in hand and moved to a different country, to a different continent. That I, security chasing, avoidant queen numero uno, would take this non-strategic leap of faith is deeply surprising to me. Yes, I'm exaggerating my not-so-charming sides for effect. I might not be the queen of avoidance, but I'm definitely in that category. The point I'm trying to make is this, that I took this jump is huge. If my life was a TV series, this would be one of those aha moments symbolizing the character development that has transpired through time. I am apparently a person who can be vulnerable. Vulnerable and honest about what I want. Vulnerable and courageous enough to go after it. Vulnerable and present. Imagine that. This did not stop me from going on a few random dates in an attempt to escape the terrible shame and acute loneliness I was feeling. The next date more awful than the previous. I realized that this wouldn't do. Sure, there were ways that I could have reacted, but I could see the unraveling happening from within and reactions of escapism. That's not how I want to handle this. A dear friend of mine asked me, how can you handle this with grace towards yourself? It was asked with such abundance of love, the answer came immediately. Dance. What comes next? Dance is and always has been a space for me to process and express my emotions. A space I could dare to be everything I wished, feel the emotions that felt too big for my own body. As a child, I danced a lot of ballet and contemporary, but as I got older, I got more and more into salsa and eventually also kizomba. Dancing has healed me more times than I can remember, and no matter how long it goes in between the sessions of dancing, I always end up back here. If I am to give myself a chance to ground myself and help myself navigate this situation I'm in, dance is the way. I quickly started looking for dance schools and socials. Sort of like an after work, but instead of drinking, you dance. But Durban is dead. Dead. No dancing in sight. It is clear that the pandemic affected a lot of the cultural life here, because this is not how I remember the dancing scene of Durban. So if there's no dancing here, maybe I need to go to where the dancing is? I'm not sure this is what I want, to leave Durban. I mean, I had intended to stay here indefinitely. But the reality is also this. My Airbnb rental is going to be up soon and I don't have anywhere to live. The plan was to move in with my ex, and that is definitely not happening now. So where do I go? What do I do? I did not budget for traveling, and looking at my overfull suitcases, I did not pack for it either. So many questions. But one thing is clear. When the unraveling is near, I need to dance. Solo travel tip of the week. Traveling can be super exciting, and more often than not, we have our itineraries packed with activities from start to finish. While we later get home from the vacation, our phones are full of photos and memories, but how do we feel on the inside? What did we actually experience on the trip? Did I even have time to process it? My best travel tip so far is to throw it all away. Throw away all the planning. Try it. At least for a few days, allow yourself to just be. See where the flow takes you. Not only is it a way to let life surprise you, I truly believe that norms and expectations can be so integrated in us that we don't even realize that we are doing things we don't like, even on vacations. By breaking old habits of how you vacation, you can really be present and start to feel what you really like. All right, guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.